Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Investing, The Last Liberal Art by Robert Hagstrom argues that great investing is not merely a technical exercise in spreadsheets and ratios, but a multidisciplinary craft that rewards broad, educated thinking. Published by Columbia Business School Publishing, the book frames investment judgment as a liberal art shaped by history, philosophy, psychology, mathematics, literature, and the natural sciences. Hagstrom, known for his work on long-term, business-focused investing, encourages readers to move beyond narrow market chatter and instead build a durable mental toolkit for interpreting businesses, industries, and human behavior. The central promise is practical. By learning how different fields explain cause and effect, incentives, uncertainty, and change, an investor can make clearer decisions and avoid common errors. Rather than offering a single formula or short list of stock tips, the book emphasizes frameworks, habits of mind, and intellectual curiosity. It is positioned for readers who want to improve both analytical rigor and independent thinking in an environment where noise, speed, and overconfidence often dominate results. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, investing as a liberal art, not a narrow technique. A core theme is that investing is best understood as an integrative discipline, closer to a liberal education than to a purely quantitative specialty. Hagstrom contrasts narrow specialization with the ability to synthesize ideas across domains, arguing that the market continually tests judgment, not just calculation. Financial statements and valuation models matter, but they are only part of the job. The broader task is to interpret a living business, its competitive environment, and the shifting context of the economy and society. In that sense, investors resemble generalists who must weigh evidence, recognize patterns, and make decisions under uncertainty. The book highlights how a wide reading life can sharpen perception and reduce dependence on conventional narratives. It also encourages humility. When you see how many forces shape outcomes, you become less attracted to simplistic explanations and more attentive to base rates, incentives, and second-order effects. By framing investing as a liberal art, the book pushes readers to develop a personal latticework of mental models, practice clear thinking, and keep learning. The outcome is a mindset that seeks durable understanding rather than short-term prediction, aligning analysis with long-time horizons and real business value creation. Secondly, history, cycles, and context for better expectations. The book emphasizes that investors operate inside repeating patterns of optimism, fear, innovation, and policy response, and that historical awareness improves decision quality. Market prices may feel driven by current headlines, but history provides perspective on booms and busts, changing regimes, and how narratives can overpower fundamentals. By studying past episodes, an investor can build realistic expectations about volatility, drawdowns, and the limits of forecasting. Historical thinking also helps separate structural change from cyclical noise. Some developments alter industries for decades, while others fade once credit conditions or sentiment normalize. Hagstrom's approach encourages readers to treat history as a laboratory of human behavior, where incentives and crowd psychology play out again and again. This perspective supports a more resilient process, such as insisting on a margin of safety, recognizing when popular stories are overextended, and avoiding the temptation to extrapolate recent performance indefinitely. It also strengthens long-term orientation by reminding readers that attractive opportunities often appear when the majority is anchored to the recent past. In practice, historical context can guide portfolio behavior, helping investors remain disciplined when markets surge or panic, and enabling them to evaluate businesses against a realistic backdrop of competition, regulation, and macro conditions. Thirdly, philosophy and logic, building sound reasoning under uncertainty. Hagstrom highlights that investing is a continuous exercise in reasoning from incomplete information, making philosophy and logic surprisingly practical tools. Investors must define what they believe about value, probability, and evidence, then act without the comfort of certainty. The book's liberal art framing points toward careful thinking about causation, the difference between correlation and explanation, and the role of assumptions inside any model. It also urges readers to refine their decision principles, such as what counts as a good investment thesis, what would falsify it, and how to update beliefs when new information arrives. This philosophical discipline helps prevent common traps, relying on slogans, confusing familiarity with understanding, and mistaking confident narratives for truth. Logic-oriented habits also support clearer communication, both with oneself and others, because an investor must articulate why an asset is mispriced and why the gap should close over time. The book encourages readers to treat investment decisions as arguments that can be tested, challenged, and improved. Over time, this approach builds a more consistent process and reduces emotional improvisation. In a field where luck can obscure skill in the short run, sharpening reasoning is a competitive advantage, enabling investors to be more selective, patient, and independent when consensus thinking is loud. Fourthly, psychology, behavior, and the emotional market. Another major topic is the role of human psychology in both market pricing and personal decision-making. Hagstrom underscores that markets are aggregations of beliefs, fears, and desires, so understanding behavioral tendencies is essential. Investors face biases such as overconfidence, recency, confirmation seeking, loss aversion, and the tendency to follow crowds when uncertainty rises. The book's broader intellectual lens encourages readers to notice these patterns not only in other market participants, but also in themselves. That self-awareness can translate into practical safeguards, checklists, pre-commitments, position sizing rules, and a research process that actively seeks disconfirming evidence. Psychology also affects how investors interpret information. The same earnings report or economic release can produce wildly different conclusions depending on prior beliefs and emotional state. By acknowledging the emotional market, the book promotes disciplined patience, especially when volatility tempts investors to abandon long-term theses. It also reinforces the idea that superior returns often require discomfort, because mispricings tend to exist where uncertainty and negative sentiment are highest. A psychologically informed investor is better equipped to endure periods when being right looks wrong, to avoid chasing performance, and to keep decision-making tied to business fundamentals rather than social pressure and financial media urgency. Lastly, science, mathematics, and the craft of practical valuation. While the book resists reducing investing to formulas, it also values the contributions of science and mathematics as tools for structuring uncertainty and evaluating evidence. Hagstrom's liberal art approach treats quantitative methods as necessary but not sufficient. Mathematics can clarify probability, risk, and expected outcomes, helping investors think in ranges rather than point forecasts. Scientific habits, such as hypothesis testing and respect for data, support continuous learning and reduce the temptation to defend a position for ego reasons. At the same time, the book stresses that markets involve complex adaptive systems where precision can be illusory. Models can break when assumptions fail, and numbers can create false confidence if they are not grounded in business reality. The practical message is to use quantitative analysis to illuminate, not to replace judgment. Investors should understand accounting, cash flows, and valuation drivers, but also recognize that competitive advantage, management quality, and industry structure are partly qualitative assessments. The integration of quantitative discipline with qualitative insight is portrayed as a craft developed through practice and broad study. This balanced stance helps readers avoid two extremes: purely narrative investing that ignores fundamentals and purely mechanical investing that ignores context. The result is a more robust approach to evaluating businesses and making decisions consistent with long-term compounding. In conclusion, this book suits individual investors, finance students, and professionals who want to deepen their judgment rather than collect a checklist of stock tips. It is especially valuable for readers who already know basic valuation concepts but feel that markets often move on forces that spreadsheets alone cannot capture. By presenting investing as a liberal art, Hagstrom encourages you to broaden your thinking, improve reasoning, and become more aware of behavioral pitfalls that quietly erode returns. The benefit to a reader's life is not limited to portfolio performance. The habits emphasized here, such as careful argumentation, probabilistic thinking, intellectual curiosity, and emotional discipline, can carry into career decisions, consumption choices, and long-term planning. Compared with many investing books that focus narrowly on a single strategy or a set of rules, this one stands out for its integrative perspective and its emphasis on building a durable framework that adapts across market environments. It helps you develop independence from noise and consensus, making it easier to stay patient when volatility rises and to think in decades rather than days. For buyers deciding among similar titles, the differentiator is its cross-disciplinary map of ideas that can make your investing process more resilient, reflective, and consistently grounded in reality. If you would like to support Robert Hagstrom, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.